Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And this crowd saying, Kobe, 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 you gotta love it.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score, appropriately chanting the name of the star player last night, and that was a changing of the game.
Well,
we said that a year ago because Zach LaVine had a great game.
He did have a great game a year ago against the Raptors, and Kobe White was just as outstanding last night against the Hawks. He, if people were wondering and they looked at it, a matchup between, okay, if Trae Young gets hot and Kobe White gets hot, who's better? Kobe White was much better. Kobe White was twice the player, almost scored twice the output of Trae Young, who didn't have it last night, was erratic and didn't score for a very long time, and then he didn't help his team after that. When you look at the comparative price tags for those two players, Kobe White is one of the best bargains in the NBA, relatively speaking. He just signed a 3-year, $36 million contract. When he's capable of doing what he did last night, what's that worth to NBA teams? Thank goodness for the Bulls. He's locked up, doesn't become a unrestricted free agent until 2026. Next two seasons, Kobe White is here, and I think you can expect him to continue to emerge into a complete player the way he was last night.
Yeah, he has had a fantastic season. He has been as big a story as anyone on the roster. You know, I know DeMar DeRozan remains the closer and remains a guy that can do great things. I understand all that. But Kobe coming into the season, we didn't know exactly what they had. He hadn't actually lived up to his draft status. And then you get into this position where Zach LaVine is out, and he doesn't really seem like he wants to be in ever, frankly. And then he opts for the surgery. I'm not picking on Zach. I'm just saying that guy is the max player, and he's not available to you from early on in the season, really. And then you're scrambling. And what we've seen is Kobe White take control of his career and change the way that you view him. And he had, I mean, is he the comeback player of the year? We'll see what the voting ends
he'll
up.
He'll get a lot of momentum.
He's a hell of a player.
He'll get a lot of support. And I think when you look at what happened last night, you appreciate the single game performance, even though officially it's the dumbest thing in the world. The NBA doesn't record those statistics. But we saw what we saw, and it left a mark indelibly. I think big picture, you take a step back, and you wonder, do the Bulls, is this part of the reason they're going to feel so compelled to trade Zach LaVine, pick up some of that contract if they have to move him? Because does his presence impede Kobe White's development and progress and continued emergence? You could make that argument, and I think the Bulls eventually will come to that conclusion. You know, Kobe White will become the most improved player in the NBA largely because he had to, largely because Zach LaVine wasn't on the court. And we saw what he's capable of last night, and I think they're going to want to see where that heads.
It's interesting. I think that, you know, between Io and Kobe, they look like they're heading in the right direction at those positions. I don't know what you do with Patrick Williams. I don't know how you feel about him. I think, you know, a lot of times we talk about different players and we talk about guys at different points in their career, and we are missing a lot of information. So, in other words, we sit here and we talk about, well, you know, Braxton Jones can't be the left tackle. If you're drafting Caleb Williams, you better upgrade that position. But we know that they've invested a couple of years of starts in him.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how he is in the meeting room, how hard he's working, what the tape is telling you about his improvement. We don't know how the individual coaches feel about his competition level. There are a lot of kind of missing pieces when you're evaluating guys. And I think that if and we've asked Bigsy this a few different times, like, what do they think of him? He's going into his third season. Do they want him? Do they want to see him? And is he capable of taking a step up? And does that kind of get you off the hook for having to address that position in this draft?
So Braxton Jones, yeah, I think that's a good question. Yeah, I think you don't know what you have, and I would not let that. I would not let Braxton Jones get in the way of drafting an offensive tackle if that's the question.
I mean, I'm saying at number nine,
yeah,
that's where you would get
right.
Him.
Yeah,
if you have Rome Odunze on the board and there's an offensive tackle you like, what do you do?
It depends on who the offensive tackle is. I think if it's Joe Walt, you probably take
it's
him.
It's not Joe Walt. He's going to be gone, in my opinion.
Okay, then I think it's probably not going to be somebody who's good enough to do that.
If he fell, that'd be great.
Right.
Like I say, take the gift.
Right.
But my point is simply, we don't know how the Bulls felt about Kobe, what they think about his work habits, what they think. I think Kobe has always shown the ability to knock down some jumpers. He's like a schoolboy legend, a record setter in North Carolina. And then he comes to the NBA, and you know, I'm sure he's gone through a difficult road, but did they see this coming? Did they know that they had a guy that was ready to step up? Because he stepped up this year. So I think those are the kind of questions that you have to ask. Do they look at Patrick Williams, and do they see something that we don't see mm-hmm. when we watch him play? And I think, you know, again, I'm talking about how much it means to him, how hard he's working, what he's trying to get done, and what they're telling him, and can he repeat what he's been told? Can he take coaching? These are all things that, unless you're on the inside talking to these people and getting to watch some practice and see how people instruct him and what's going on, that's the kind of information that I think is fascinating when you look at the Bulls and their way forward. But Dustin's right. A lot of money wrapped up on guys not playing.
A lot of money. Mm-hmm.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.